Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. This is your host, Trevor Fenner. Today I'm going to be talking about which industries are going to thrive in this recession that we're in right now and which ones are not. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, you can get an idea of what kind of high-ticket dropshipping products are available to sell in the marketplace by getting my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. You can also get my free suppliers list. These are USA-based suppliers that sell high-ticket products for high-ticket dropshipping. You can go get it at ecommerceparadise.com/supplier list. All right, guys, so check it out. We're in a bad recession right now caused by the coronavirus. So what are we all going to do about it? Well, we want to get into some sort of an opportunity where we can sell something where everybody is going to be buying it. Right? And when we're in a recession, what the main cause is a lot of fear and a lot of panic, right? And the result is that people need certain services and they need certain products. Okay, so the first thing is discounts. People need discounts, okay? Doesn't matter what industry they're in, they're looking for discounts. And they're looking for retailers that offer the best discounts of the products they already need. And with high-ticket dropshipping, the business model provides you with the opportunity to provide people with those products they need already at a discount rate, okay? You just have to secure a supplier that has enough inventory to allow your sales, right? And you can sell as many as you possibly can. So research industries that are trendy right now through keywords and product categories. You can go to Amazon and take product category names and plug them into Google Trends and see which ones are trendy right now. And, look at a way to get suppliers that are in the U.S. and, figure out a way to offer discounts on them. People are going to want to buy them from you. Okay, so people always buy from discount retailers in times of recession. It's pretty interesting. Another thing that people really buy, even though, it's kind of funny, but when people are going through a recession, they don't have a lot of money, they're stressed out, right? So they're going to buy things that are sinful. And by sinful, I mean alcohol, cigarettes, things like that. You can't really sell those online, right? But you can sell things that people want to buy and, that aren't necessarily, politically correct. And just use your imagination. Anything that people just like to impulse buy, they're probably going to try to look for, things that are going to make them feel better no matter what. Some example would be maybe like a new stereo, right? New shoes, expensive stuff that they wouldn't have normally bought just because they want to get it. So it's the perfect time if you're already running a high-ticket dropshipping store or even if you're going to start it is to raise your bids on your retargeting ads because people are just in the market to buy stuff. And if you remind them to come back and buy it, they're likely to do it. Facebook retargeting ads are the best way to do it. And of course, having email set up as well. Now, if you're in more than just selling high-ticket products, like let's say you want to do affiliate marketing or other things, now you have a lot more opportunities open to you there, right, as far as products go. You can look at selling the actual products, like certain types of alcohol or certain types of, like CBD oil, things that are faux pas, but you could actually sell those things online through affiliate marketing. So, think about that and get into that kind of stuff. It's in industries. Some services are really, really popular still. Think about things that people are going to need no matter what, okay? Repair services, maintenance, things like that. I was thinking accounting services. Everybody's going to still need accounting services, so you can sell those. Home renovators and things like that. People that need to fix broken stuff, it's always going to be something that's going to be required. And if you're the person out there providing those services, then no matter what, you're probably going to be able to get sales. So provide people services, guys. Services are still heavily sought after. Delivery services, it's things that a lot of people that normally would be providing services are actually kind of scared to do, but during a recession, it works really well. And with this whole coronavirus epidemic, it's really hard to wrap your head around providing people services, but you can provide services digitally. You can provide services remotely. So don't think you have to be in front of that person to provide the service. You can still be distanced to provide services, okay? Now, of course, anything related to healthcare is going to be booming right now because people need to buy it. Hospitals need to buy it. So if you can get into any kind of a healthcare niche, whether it be, you know, expensive healthcare products or cheap healthcare products, whatever it happens to be, you know, think that direction too. So that's going to be really helpful. And food. Everybody needs food, okay? If you're going to get somehow into food delivery, you know, there's a great opportunity there. So, you know, be a delivery driver for Uber Eats or something like that. You know, there's a lot of people that need to buy food and they don't want to go out in public to do it. And with Uber Eats, I think, I'm pretty sure, you know, the driver can just drop the food off on the porch. So you're still distanced from that person. So there's going to be a lot of uptake in that stuff. Grocery delivery services and all that stuff as people stay home and are quarantined at home. So think about that. If you're thinking about making a startup for delivering food or delivering groceries or delivering anything in a better way than other companies are doing it, now is the time to do it. You know, some of the best companies that are out there were born in recessions out of an increased need from the public for certain things. So it's definitely a great time to start a startup as well. Okay. And think about stock investing as well, guys. You know, there's a lot of great stocks out there right now that are actually thriving, like Purell and, you know, Procter & Gamble. But look at the ones that are falling too. And if you're into options, you know, buy options on stuff like that, you know, and predict when the market's going to fall more because it's going to keep falling. Market's in a free fall right now. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Next few months, it's just going to get crazier. You know, this virus spreads really easily and it kills old people pretty easily too. So, you know, think about the long-term implications of a large percentage of the elderly population across the world passing away due to this virus, and what that is going to mean for the financial markets and for, you know, the retail markets, consumer markets, and other markets as well. You know, and it's sad. You know, it really sucks. And hopefully, you know, hopefully, I'm just praying that this thing goes away faster than everybody thinks it's going to. We've been warned, and there's doctors out there that are saying it's just going to get way, way worse. So I say prepare, you know, prepare for the worst right now. Hope for the best, but definitely prepare for the worst. It's probably going to get worse. As the stocks continue to crash, financial institutions are going to fail. You know, monetary systems are going to fail. So prepare, guys. And get in a business that is actually going to thrive during a recession. You know, service-based businesses are the best. People need services right now. You know, protect yourself. But if you can do it digitally, even better. Work from home, even better. But that's probably one of the best ways to do it. Now, high-ticket dropshipping still works because we're using USA suppliers. That's the best thing about this model is that our suppliers are in the US. So, you know, and a percentage of them also manufacture in the US as well. Some manufacture overseas and they're going to have trouble in the future due to Chinese manufacturing slowdowns. But, you know, there are factories that are still going in China. So it's not all of them. And, you know, with that said, when you're starting to look for suppliers, it's not a bad idea to reach out to those suppliers and ask them, hey guys, do you manufacture in the States or in China? You know, and do you have MAP pricing and all the other things? Because if they manufacture in the States, that's a way better indicator that they're going to last long-term for you. Okay. You know, keep in mind that for the next 30 days in March, you know, and maybe even beyond, a lot of public events are getting canceled. Okay. So if your niche has anything related to do with public events, it might, you know, be lowered in demand, you know, so that's kind of the down part of that. And, you know, a lot of public meetups and stuff like that. So, you know, try to get into a niche that maybe is based in the home because people want to buy stuff for the home still. And, you know, outdoor recreation probably still works. I would assume people want to get outside still. They need to get outside, especially come spring and summer when it warms up. They're going to want to get outside, but they're not going to want to gather together as much. So maybe, you know, outdoor recreation and nature, that kind of stuff where people can be more isolated out in the woods is a lot safer. So that kind of stuff still works really well probably. But, you know, just do research, guys, and you can find these things, these markets that are going to thrive throughout this recession that we're in right now. And it's going to get worse, but you can still make money and you can make money online. Another thing to consider is if you have any skill sets, not only providing services, but also providing online education is also great. And if you know how to code, creating software is also amazing as well. You know, so these kinds of digital things can be done from home and you can provide them remotely as well. So it doesn't really matter where you are in the world. You can do it through Wi-Fi. That's awesome. And of course, if you want to do in-person services, just be prepared. Like I said, you know, cover up, and make sure that you don't get too close to other people. because you never know who might have this virus and not even be contagious yet. It does take like a week to 2 weeks to even show signs of it, and they might already be contagious. What I meant to say was they might be contagious, they might not be showing symptoms of it yet. So, you know, just because someone isn't coughing and have a fever doesn't mean they don't have it. And that's why it's spreading so quickly, is because nobody really knows. You know, any of us could have it at this point, and we wouldn't even know for another week or two. That's kind of scary to think about. So stay safe out there, guys. Try to get yourself into a situation where you have an income in this market. Like, you know, if you find that, you know, you don't have work anymore or something, you're self-employed before, you know, just do your best, choose something and go for it. And if you're got a remote work agreement from your job, that's awesome. I hope that works out well for you. Consider starting a side income. Especially, you know, you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that's what you're interested in doing. If you already have a high-ticket dropshipping store, you know, definitely do research on the market and check your ad account daily and check the trends and the data on your industry. Call your suppliers and ask them how they're doing, you know, what they expect to see in the next few months as far as stock availability goes and trends go. Stay in close touch with them and keep a close eye on your industry. If you're in an industry that you think is going to do bad in this recession, it might not be a bad idea to start a new store in an industry that might do better in this recession, okay? And if you're interested in starting a new store and you want to skip past all the trouble of doing it yourself, I have two services for you. One of them is a starter store you can purchase from me in any one of these niches, or I can custom build you one within a week. Or I have a turnkey service where I'll custom build you a store within a month and recruit suppliers and set up all your marketing and launch it within 2 months, okay? So let me know if you're interested in that. You can email me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. You can find the sales pages and information on that at ecommerceparadise.com. The starter stores is ecommerceparadise.com/starter stores. The turnkey offer is ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. So let me know if you guys are interested. And yeah, definitely please, if you like my podcast, leave a review on iTunes. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.